it's good that there are services here that can meet those kids and meet those kids' needs, if you like. So.
And for those that don't know, tell us a little bit about what it is that you do here and what you kind of offer to kids.
Well, we offer one-to-one counselling. So that's a chance for children, young people to come along and talk to one of our counsellors. Really what we're thinking about is their emotional needs. I think we're very good at understanding physical health for children. And what we're about is really trying to help kids understand emotional health and how they manage their feelings and thoughts. Often we meet the most vulnerable young people, children, and they're often trying to manage things that are very difficult, and having a place where they can come and speak in confidence and try and make sense of their lives is really important to them.
And what issues, you know, do you come across with children that use your services? You know, what can be some of the most common issues you come across?
I think some of the biggest issues are anxiety, which are, you know, especially when young people are kind of, today's life so busy and there's this information overload that we often meet children who get very worried about things, and that's sometimes linked into how they feel about themselves, their self-esteem, self-confidence, and also maybe things going on within family life. Those are usually the biggest things. But there's also, we also see young people who feel very depressed, very sad, and as a result, they may resort to kind of ways of trying to cope with that. So again, we'll see a lot of children, young people self-harm as a way of dealing with their emotions. And quite a large percentage who maybe think very kind of negative thoughts about ending their lives and that there's no hope. So a lot of kind of hopelessness at times. And that would make sense, especially for young people who don't feel they've got the right kind of supports around them. So having a place where they can come and feel supported is really important.
And there is starting to be a bit more of a focus on mental health, especially in adults. Do you feel like mental health in children's looked at enough or understood enough yet?
I think that's what we're trying to impact on and create a bit of a kind of culture shift. I think mental health is a very difficult thing to get our heads around, and I think we're much more inclined to talk about emotional health. I mean, albeit it's Mental Health Week, I think emotional health makes sense when you speak to children, young people, about how they're feeling, what their thoughts are. And trying to get adults to think about that is really important as well, because often it's the adults who pick up on what's going on for children and young people.